The first reading today allow us to hear the extended version of what we often hear at a wedding. And it gives us the reason why Sarah and Tobiah pray together before they consummate their marriage. As we have heard from yesterday, Sarah was tormented by a demon that killed seven of her previous husbands. And she was left in distraught. A lot of despair happened. And imagine the pain, the suffering, the abandonment, and the immensity of loneliness she must go through. But yet, she and Tobias put their faith in God. And before they came together as husband and wife, they prayed together. My brothers and sisters, here's the interesting question I'd like to raise up to you today. How many of our people put God first in their marriage? So oftentimes, I see the groom and the bride so worried about their wedding date that they worry about all the fine details, how to make it dreamy, how to make hashtag the wedding goals and all those things happen, that they forget to put God first in their wedding as well as their marriage. And for you too who are married, how are you seeking God first? And do you pray with one another and for one another, just like Sarah and Tobias today? Which leads me toward the gospel reading today. We hear from the scribe, the scholar of the Shema Israel, and Jesus loved him because he said the right thing. We should love the Lord our God with everything that we got, and our neighbor as ourselves. Which is hard, my brothers and sisters. Would take a life of prayer, a life of worship, a life of sacrifice, a life of transparent humility, and a life that lived beyond oneself. My challenge for you and I today is that we contemplate on what we can do as people of faith to put God first in our family, in our relationship, and how we treat one another, and how we can love each other beyond our brokenness, our humanity, our limitation, our definitude, and everything that's human. Love, my brothers and sisters, because God at first loved us.